push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Every home holds a story. Maybe yours is in the kitchen where feeling recipes are passed down, or the living room where laughter echoes through the seasons. Sometimes those beloved spaces need a little extra care. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams. Whether it's fixing a leaky roof after a tough storm or finally creating the cozy bedroom you've dreamed about, First Bank Hampton is here to help. For a limited time, we're offering a special rate on HELOC and home improvement loans to make turning those dreams into reality easier than ever. Visit me today and take the first step toward a home that fits your family's story. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the Next Gen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today we are joined by Franklin County Auditor Katie Flint, also joined by Hampton Library Director Susie Kniffel. We're going to be talking about today. Coming up next week here at the library will be another voter registration drive in the county, and we're going to be talking about that. Next week, if you do not know, is already National Library Week as well, so it kind of coincides with that. I appreciate you two for joining us today to talk about this. And Katie, we'll start with you, kind of tell our audience what has been taking place, because you've had two of these already here this month.
We have. We hosted a voter registration drive at the Sheffield Public Library last week, and then this past Monday, I was in Alexander, and Thursday, I will be in Coulter at the public library as well. And then, of course, like you mentioned, I will be here at the Hampton Public Library next Monday from 9:30 to 11, and then again from 3:30 to 5.
So part of an email you sent is part of a statewide initiative going across Iowa?
Yeah. The Secretary of State's office really has been pushing the auditors and commissioner of elections to conduct voter registration drives as part of the America 250th anniversary. And so when we got that information, I was trying to think about a great place to hold a voter registration drive in our community. And I first reached out to Susie here at the Hampton Library, and she was on board right away. And so then that spurred me to reach out to the other libraries here in Franklin County, and everybody thought it was a great idea, so that's why we've been offering it at all of the communities that have libraries.
And it's important, too. This is a midterm election, so we have here Franklin County, we have a House seat up for election, and the June primaries, it's better to get that done soon enough, because June primaries, there's three running for one Republican nomination in a June primary for the State House. So talk about the importance as we are in a midterm election.
It is a midterm election, and we typically see lower voter turnout, but we do have several races, both for the state auditor's office, the governor's race, of course, the Iowa House District 55 here in Franklin County. And so the primary will be June 2nd, and this is a great time to update your voter registration, whether it be you need to register in Franklin County, you've moved within Franklin County since the last election, maybe you just need to change your party, as Iowa primaries are closed, so you do need to be registered as either part of the Republican or Democrat party. And so, you know, this is a great time to do that.
All right, you are joined by Franklin County Auditor Katie Flint. Again, that is next week, April 20th, 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., 3:30 to 5. And what do they need to bring, anything specifically for this?
They actually don't. They can just show up. They will need to know their driver's license, last four digits of their social security, birthday, things like that. Otherwise, they can just show up. I also do want to mention one of the other initiatives as part of the statewide voter registration drives is a really cool thing that the Secretary of State's office is doing, and that is honoring a veteran. So even if you don't need to update your voter registration, I recommend stopping by. I have these cards. You fill them out to honor a veteran, and then the Secretary of State's office is actually going to be sending notes to veterans to share their appreciation in the service that they have provided to Iowa and to the United States. That's a really cool thing they're doing.
Now, it's Hampton Library, but if you missed the last couple ones, it can be anyone in the county that can show up.
Yes, absolutely. You can be from anywhere within Franklin County and show up to any of the voter registration drives. And of course, if you can't make it to one of those, you can always stop by our office and the courthouse from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or if you need a voter registration form mailed to you, we can do that. They're available online as well.
Yeah, primary is coming up shortly, just a few weeks, less than 2 months. So now we'll go over to Susie, Hampton Library Director. And Susie, I guess, you know, your thoughts on just opening up the doors for this next week.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Katie for reaching out to us. One thing we libraries love to do is partner with other people in the community. You know, it just shows the library is a big community space. And we love to partner. So I think this is the first time we have partnered with the auditor's office. So maybe we'll do it again. Yeah. So we are kicking off our National Library Week. I thought this would be a great time when Katie got a hold of me to do it here. So that will be Monday, like you talked about. And then Wednesday is our open house. We are kind of getting decorated for our 250th birthday party. There's a flag above the fireplace now, and I've got some buntings up. That's kind of set the mood. So our open house will be all day on Wednesday the 22nd. Then at 6:00 p.m. that night, we are hosting Brad Wilkening, who will do a program on lessons of the Holocaust. That will start at 6:00. So I thought that was another great opportunity to be a little historical here. So yeah, we look forward to that.
And last year when I was here for National Library Week, I talked to all the full-time librarians. I won't be doing that this year, but Brenda, you, and Esmeralda, just explain to our audience, those are your three full-time, but
yes.
How many employees do you have in all here?
We have 6 employees here. So I am the director. Esmer is a librarian. Yep, she's our upstairs gal. And then Brenda Van Wert is our children's librarian. Misty Sosa is a part-time clerk. Sophie Michael is a part-time clerk. And Marilyn Mosier is a part-time clerk. So yeah, we have 6 people employed here.
All right, very good. Again, that voter registration drive next week at the library here, 9:30 to 11 a.m., 3:30 to 5 p.m. So high school student after school, get registered as long as you're how old, Katie?
You can actually register to vote at 17 and a half, but you can vote in the primary at 17 if you'll be 18 by the time of the general election in November.
All right. Again, we're joined by Franklin County Auditor Katie Flint, also Hampton Library Director Susie Kniffel. That's next Monday, the 20th. So stop on by with that. You just need to know some driver license information. Anything else you'd like to add about the drive here next week or Susie about National Library Week?
Actually, just welcome everybody to stop in. If you haven't noticed, we have a new West store that was put in about a month ago because the other door was 120 years old and it frankly just was not working. So the trustees decided to pick efficiency over historical for that door, but we did keep the old door and we hope to eventually loan it out long-term to the Historical Society Museum.
All right, go ahead, Katie.
Also, if you don't need to update your voter registration, something I've been encouraging people of the county to do is if you have questions about elections, if you have questions about county budget, any other kind of county business, I welcome you to come in and ask me those questions and have those conversations. I'm happy to do that as well while I'm here.
All right, very good. Our thanks to Katie Flint and Susie Kniffel for joining us on today's Newsmaker.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring in Iowa brings muddy boots, early mornings, and the hopes of a new season. Farmers work through unpredictable weather, long hours, and endless decisions. Each seed planted is a leap of faith. Through every challenge, First Bank Hampton has stood beside our farmers, offering support and understanding no matter the size of the operation. Hi, this is Tom Abbas. This spring, let us help your farm grow stronger with our flexible ag loans and tailored solutions. Stop in or call today to discover how First Bank Hampton can be part of your story every step of the way. Member FDIC.